things to say about your ability to kind of manipulate the pocket and create some pressure on the inside. Does it feel like you've kind of been able to get into a little bit of a groove with these steady snaps the last 2 weeks?
Definitely. I'm just kind of getting comfortable in the role that they're asking me to do, and just definitely having a lot of reps of it and kind of playing more to block so I know what I'm doing.
Going up against a Jets team that like that prides itself on being physical, being violent in the run game, how do you think that you guys did? I mean, you really seem to match up with their physicality pretty well.
I think we did good, man. I think it just came from us listening to what Coach said and us playing hard-nosed football, man, and just being assignment sound and standing our gaps.
You obviously enjoy hitting people. You hurt some guys that game on Sunday. Is that something you've always liked doing, or something you've taken pride in, against your ability to dish out some punishment?
I've always been a big hitter. I love contact, so you know it was kind of fun being able to lay the wood a little bit.
You're always a defensive player. You ever play offensive back in your?
I played receiver in high school until probably like my junior year when I was like got to like 260, and they moved me to tight end.
No tight end?
I played tight end for a little bit. I got a touchdown to a tight end.
I enjoyed hitting more than being hit, apparently.
Yeah, of course.
Did it seem like, this Coach Norton keeps saying to us a lot, this is a defense that stops the run and doesn't let big plays happen in the passing game. Do you feel like you're starting to establish that reputation up front, that running, no matter who it is going to be hard work?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're showing it more with our pass than actually going out there and talking. And, you know, that's what we pride ourselves off as a defense, is to stop the run and don't give up big plays. So if we can stop the run and make it one-dimensional, then that helps us as a defense.
Tuck's been out for a couple of weeks now. Are you still in your ear a little bit? Give me advice and kind of give you some tips?
Definitely. Just, you know, when he sees anything that I've done, you know, staying working the edge, or if I see this or see that, how I'm supposed to play certain blocks or certain formations and things like that.
Can we watch film together? Or
yeah.
You're stepping in for a guy that's done it for a long time, kind of legendary status. Look, what's that like to go in and know, hey, I need to be at my best because the guy before me really produced that way like that?
I know I have big shoes to fill, but I like a challenge. So, yeah. I've taken the challenge, and I'm just trying to get better every week.
Last 2 weeks, your offense got some big leads. It's always fun to play defense, but even more fun to have a lead and kind of teams have to.
Definitely. Once the offense gets on the roll, we try our best to put the ball back in our hands as much as possible.
I mean, but the past two games as well, you guys have deferred and got a good defensive stand early on. How have you guys been able to kind of get off to those fast starts defensively as well?
I think we're starting to put in all the pieces to the puzzle now. I mean, we're starting to play together as a team. We're starting to really know what the coaches are looking for as far as the defense and how things are supposed to be played. So we're getting comfortable in the defense now.
A lot of people know about all the big weapons, you know, your Coopers, your Crabtrees, Derek, and all that. But it seems like this team is starting to look like one that's really built in the trenches. Is that where you guys want to be known as a team that's built down there?
Coach Del Rio always says it starts up front on offensive line and defensive line. So I think they just kind of feed off the interior guys. And as long as we come there ready to play, everybody else follows us.